Random House Audio presents His Majesty's Hope, a Maggie Hope Mystery by Susan Elia McNeil. Read for you by Susan Duerden. Prologue. Wannsee, Berlin, April 1941. The urn the ashes came in was beautiful, shiny and black, with an enamel swastika on one side. It was small, so very small, Jens Hartmann thought. How could it possibly hold the remains of his son? Jens launched their small boat, the Lorelei, from the dock of their summer home on the lake. It was still spring. Most of the villas ringing the lake were empty, their doors locked and curtains drawn, ballrooms and great halls quiet, boats dry-docked for the winter in carriage houses. A breeze rustled the branches of the linden trees near the shore as the rising sun burned off the morning mist. Neither Jens nor his wife Mina had asked the housekeeper to take the sheets off the furniture. It had seemed appropriate last night, when they'd arrived from Berlin-Charlottenburg, that everything was shrouded in white, like apparitions in the dark. Their 7-year-old son Gregor had loved their summer house. He'd spent hours playing tag near the shore with his friends, sailing across the sparkling water, or climbing the tall oak trees in the garden. On rainy days, he curled up in a window seat with a book, Hoffmann's Struwwelpeter, or the Grimm Brothers' Fairy Tales. The fact that he was different seemed to matter much less in the summer, away from school in the heart of Berlin. He even seemed to have fewer seizures. The family doctor had treated Gregor's epilepsy by prescribing phenobarbital and phenytoin and putting him on a ketogenic diet.